Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about the Harlem Renaissance and the history about it. The Harlem Renaissance was an intellectual, social, and artistic explosion that took place in Harlem, New York, throughout the 1920s. It was considered to be a rebirth of African American arts. It is known as the Golden Age in African American culture, manifesting in literature, music, and art. It all began in the 1910s, when the Great Migration took place. The Great Migration was the relocation of more than 6 million African Americans. This movement took place from 1916 to 1970. Heroic people like W.E.B. Du Bois led large groups of African Americans from the South to the North. The popular destination point for these groups of people was Harlem, New York. It inspired cultural pride and was perceived as a new beginning for African Americans. Black Americans were inspired to create works rooted in their own culture instead of using white Americans' culture. There were also many important characters that took part of the Harlem Renaissance. One of these people being Aaron Douglas. Aaron Douglas was an African-American painter and graphic artist who played a leading role during this time. He is also known as the father of Black American art. He attended the University of Nebraska and moved to Harlem in 1925 to be a part of the cultural life that was beginning to take off. His first major gig was his illustration for Elaine Leroy Locke's book, The New Negro, which prompted requests for graphics from other Harlem Renaissance writers. His art created powerful images of African American life and struggle, which became extremely popular. He inspired many people during this time, even President John F. Kennedy. In 1963, he was invited by Kennedy to attend a celebration of the centennial of the Emancipation Proclamation held at the White House. Aaron Douglas was one of many people who affected the Harlem Renaissance for the better. An important activity during the Harlem Renaissance that became very popular was African American music. During the 1920s, the Jazz Age was associated with sophistication, modernism, and the introduction of jazz music. Jazz became very popular with many different artists who affected this timeline. Singers such as Bessie Smith popularized blues and jazz vocals. Bessie Smith was the most popular female blues singer of the 1920s and 30s. She is referred as one of the greatest singers of her era and was a major influence on other blues singers, as well as jazz vocalists. Jazz music was the music of the younger generation. It was so important to the Harlem Renaissance because of this genre of music provided the motivation and opportunity for many women to reach beyond the traditional sex role designated to them by society. Another important piece that took place during the Harlem Renaissance was the Universal Negro Improvement Association. The UNIA was founded by Marcus Garvey, who was a Jamaican-born political leader, publisher, journalist, and entrepreneur. While in New York, he authored the Declaration of Rights of the Negro Peoples of the World, which was ratified at the convention of the Universal Negro Improvement Association at Madison Square Garden in 1920. The organization was dedicated to racial pride, economic self-sufficiency, and the formation of an independent black nation in Africa. His purpose for this organization was to unite all of Africa and its diaspora into one grand racial hierarchy. The message the association used was back to Africa. This group came to halt when Marcus Garvey was imprisoned for mail fraud, and he was deported back to his home in Jamaica. The Harlem Renaissance was a very important time period in American history. It was the start of accepting and giving respect to African Americans and their culture.